I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. You're listening to the second part of a very sensitive and important topic, that of suicide. This is an important topic because many nearby us, or many we have heard about, have attempted or talked about suicide. Many of you maybe know someone who have actually taken their lives. And the intent of this program is to help you to understand more clearly about this topic of suicide. Far too many people have a self-righteous, arrogant attitude about suicide. They think it could never happen to them. Or they believe that if you are even thinking about suicide, then you have no faith in Jesus. You have lost your way. And that's far from the truth. And I shared with you last time that suicide is not about weakness. It's not about strength. It's not about courage or stamina. It is about despair, distress, and hopelessness. Literally anyone, the strong and the weak, can reach that point. Do you know that there are quite a few of prophets in the Bible that reached the point of suicidal ideations? Yes, they were thinking about taking their lives. I'm not going to take the time to tell you who they are today. That'll be another program. But I want you to stay tuned as I share some facts and some more information that may be helpful to you about suicide. Now, why do people attempt suicide? And here is what Dr. Thomas Joyner, leading expert in suicide studies, states about most recent theories about the different types and different motivations for suicide. Now, this was as early back in 2012. You might find this interesting. Remember, this is what studies are showing why many attempt or do commit suicide. One, the results of a mental illness, example, dysfunctional behavior, clinical depression, or schizophrenia. Number two, the results of reckless behavior, example, substance abuse, dangerous or life-threatening activities. Number three, to end physical and emotional pain. For example, inability to cope, situational episodic despair, relief from suffering, guilt, shame or loss, physical pain, or debilitating disease or illness. And another one, to send a message or obtain an outcome, defiance, notoriety, vengeance, leave a legacy or aftermath. Here is another one, altruistic or heroic act, relieving others of burden, to save another, to die for a cause. And here is another, as a rite of passage, to express manhood, maturity, or make a religious journey, sacrifice to a god. And here's the last one, to express one's right to choose. It's creative expression, considered choice, the right of an artist. That is listing some of the reasons people think about suicide, and some of them we know about, especially in certain religions. Based on these motivations for suicide, it is clear to me that although most who commit suicide have a mental illness, even if it is not for a very long period, yet a few do not commit suicide who do not have a history of long-term illness and may not be long-term clinically depressed or have any other psychological disorder. On the other hand, the common trend with most suicide, according to one author, is that of depression. Psychologist Dr. Nancy Schimmelfing, and I hope I'm getting that name correct, in the article "Can Depression Be Life-Threatening?" as early as October 2020, states, though many people with depression lead fulfilling lives and often find treatment plans that work for them, It's important to be aware of the fatalities that do occur in those who have suffered from this mental health condition. One of the main ways that depression might lead to death is if the negative symptoms result in a person deciding to take their lives. Depression can make people feel helpless and without hope, causing them to reach the unfortunate conclusion that suicide is the only way to end their misery. And by the way, do you know that there are some very serious medications that the side effects can be suicidal thoughts? Now, if a drug can induce that without your planning it, what do you think about ourselves? Stop judging someone who's thinking about suicide and start understanding and helping that person. Now, as I continue, what is needed by all in our society is compassion and understanding. We must remove the stigma and ill treatment of those with suicidal thoughts, depression, mental illness, or disability. We also need to ask the governments around the world to remove suicide from the list of criminal offenses. I know in Cayman Islands and in Belize, we know that suicide is legal there, but in the Bahamas and other countries, it is illegal. There are a few countries where suicide is still illegal. And that means if someone attempts suicide, can be charged for a crime. Yes, truthfully, it seems like many lawyers try to find a way of getting them off that charge and getting mental health. But that must be removed from the books. Let us do our best to change the narrative about suicide in our society, in our world, in our countries. Suicide is not a respecter of persons. Now I want you to stay tuned for part 3 of suicide. Part 3. This you just listened to is part 2. And in part 3, I'm going to give you some specific things to look for in suicide. Thank you for listening. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I'm Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.